This is WB2YZX. Do we have any check-ins for the New York City Transit Amateur Radio Group tonight? It's Charlie WB2YZX. That is open to anybody anywhere. Any check-ins?
KB2VQ, check, ma'am.
Okay, you got Val, KB2VEQ. Gary, I didn't get your call sign. My name is Charlie. I'm on Staten Island. Go ahead.
Kilo Charlie 2, November, Papa Uniform.
Alright, very good, Gary. Yeah, my name is Charlie, and I'm on Staten Island. It's the New York City Transit Amateur Radio Net. We usually get on Thursday evenings, and I think it's going to be kind of a light night here. I guess with the holidays and everything and all kinds of stuff going on. But over you, Gary, and let me say hello.
Actually, I heard about you from my old job. I used to work for AHRC Hudson River Services, and so your call sign posted in the Power Control Center. But right now, I'm just on the edge listening to see what's going on out there. Back to you.
Okay, Gary, very good. I'm glad you dropped in. Like I said, it's going to be kind of a white night here. We have our Christmas party next Thursday, so we won't have the net. But we usually get a pretty good bunch of guys here. Guy usually runs the net, isn't around tonight. I know he's got problems on the home front, so I figured I'd take it over for now. Well, what party, how about you, Gary?
I'm up in Washington Heights, that's a lot of time downtown. I'm only home in the Heights.
Okay, very good. Well, I'm glad you dropped in. Let me give it over to Val, and we'll see if anybody else wants to jump in the meantime. Val, how you doing? KB2VEQ, WB2YZX.
Okay, Charlie, this is KB2VQ. Hi there, Gary. Good to hear you out there. I didn't have much to say tonight. Just wanted to blend in and join in with the crowd and see what everybody else was talking about tonight. I met a couple of guys on the train, actually, that had tuned in last week. And that was Marcos. And I don't have his call sign right now. Probably have it on one of these sheets of paper. And Kevin, and I don't have Kevin's call sign. But after last Thursday, I got a chance to see them crossing the platform at East New York, going over to the local, because I was catching the express there. So it's always good to get see some of the guys up front that you talk to on the radio. And I know you've done that a few times, Charlie, and we've also, well, those guys that go to, especially like Lovey, that go to the Ohio Hamfest, they get a chance to run into guys that they only talk to on the radio and the net. I'm going to turn it back over to you, Charlie, and we'll see where we go from there. This is KB2VEQ. Turn it back over to, what is your call, Charlie? WB2YZX and the K2RT bunch. Back over to you, Charlie.
All right, KB2VEQ, WB2YZX. Yes, I got my call sign already, huh? Easy enough to do. I probably have the worst call sign ever issued, but what are you going to do? I've had it for 40 years, and I guess I'm stuck with it. Wouldn't dream of changing it at this point here. But let me see if you have any other check-ins. Anybody like to join the K2IRT.net, New York City Transit Amateur Radio Group? Open to anybody, anywhere, and anyone would like to check in, please do so now. Guess not. Must be... Hope he does, but what are you going to do? So let me give it over to Gary there again, and KC2, let me make sure I have this right, NPU, WB2YZX.
Thank you, WB2YZX. Unfortunately, I don't have much to talk about today. I'm actually pretty talked out from work, so I was just on the air listening. So I'm going to pass it back to the group.
All right, Gary, very good, and I appreciate you stopping by anyway. This is unusual. Usually we have, at least a half a dozen people here, but I guess people are Christmas shopping, and maybe there's actually something good on TV, although I doubt it. But whatever, we can carry on like this. So Val, I'll be over to see you tomorrow, I think, if nothing else, just to get out of the... me crazy, so I'll go over there and hang out for a while, and then they can pick up those folders that you've got. I got all these paperwork piling up. I have to put these folders, but you know what I mean. Over to you, Val. KB2VEQ, WB2YZX.
Okay, Charlie, I thought I heard somebody trying to check in. I'll drop it for just a second and see if there was someone else that wanted to check in. I thought I heard somebody. We'll see. This is KB2VEQ. Come on with that check-in. Okay, I guess it was nobody. Yeah, I have everything prepared for you, Charlie. I have all the folders. I was just a little curious. How'd you end up with those guys? Are they under you now, or are you just they're under the group that near you, and you're taking the folders in? What's the story on that?
You have the wonderful job of having to process all the sick forms and that kind of stuff. You know, and put all this garbage in the personnel records, but I know some of the guys belong to you, and then they moved into my group. You know, people move in and out, and nobody tells me, and then I send paychecks to the wrong places, and I have no place to file a sick form. So little by little, I'm trying to catch up with that. Should have been done a long time ago, but one of the many mundane chores I have to deal with, but. What are you going to do? So, things we do for money, right? So, let me see. What was I going to say here? I just got a bunch of QSL cards today from the Bureau. I got a very interesting one here I'm going to bring along to the meeting. It's a pair of 100 kilowatt tubes. Very nice. So, always wonder what they look like. Big. Very hot, too, I'm sure. Over to you, Val. KB2VEQ, WB2YZX.
Okay, this is KB2VEQ. Charlie, I just had something else to say to you, and it just slipped my mind. But, the photographs that you took at 99th Street, I was hoping that I could, you would send me... that through the email. I'd like to take a look at and see what the place looks like. If you still have those photographs, maybe you can just email it over to me tomorrow or sometime. Or if you have it on some kind of drive I can probably download it on my computer. If you get a chance, you know, remember me, and I want you to take a look at the 99th Street substation. And other than that, we'll get a chance to see you. If you have the QSL card tomorrow, I'll get a chance to see that and catch up on a little of that and a little of this. And also, looking forward to the party on the 13th. That should be pretty interesting. I know everybody's kind of getting away from the sweet cakes and the pies and things like that. But I'm going to see if I can get over to this place called, this place that fixes fruit on a stick with nice designs. I'm not going to call the name, but I'll see if I can get an order in for that. This way, at least we'll have an alternative. We'll have some fruit. Still sweet, but at least not with all the fats and things like that that the cakes and the pies have, so we can avoid some of that, have a lot fewer calories and a lot less bloating. I'm going to turn it back over to you. This is KB2BQ. Back over to you, Charlie. WB2YZX and the K2RT bunch.
KB2VEQ, WB2YZX. Okay, very good. Yeah, we were discussing, me and Wally were discussing the food situation this morning, I think. Last year we had so much food we couldn't possibly feed it all, and I was kind of suggesting maybe scale it down a little bit, you know, cook pieces or something. It won't go to waste. You got all the guys in the politics office that eat it all up anyway, but we had a lot of food there last night. So, whatever. I will party any time, anywhere, any place, for any reason. So, yeah, I'll bring you those copies at 99th Street. I put them on a CD if you want. I made a few copies. It's going to remember to bring them over tomorrow. And you can see what it's like. What's interesting is the barbecue on the roof. Somebody made a barbecue out of a Hoffman terminal box and put Kindorf on the side. It's pretty neat. but that's my favorite thing. I thought it was pretty innovative anyway. So I'll show you that. But it's good to have a barbecue on the roof. Let me see if Gary's still there if he wants to say anything. Yeah, KC2SBU, WB2YZX.
I'm still KC2NPU here. Nothing much, actually. Just a catching up. But it's good to hear you guys out there. You were just talking about the food at the power control center. I remember when I was stationed there at my old job. I said, I used to work with the janitorial people that cleaned that building. I remember seeing all your food. But I said, I'm just filling with some stuff here for work. I'm just listening to you guys keep me entertained. So I'm going to go back to you guys, KC2NPU.
KC2NPU, WB2YZX. Yeah, that's where we're going to have our party next week. And we usually have our meetings up there. Sometimes it's to Broadway where I work. And we kind of alternate back and forth between those two locations. And like I said, I work out of 2 Broadway. Got about 10 hands in that building that I know of. In fact, the other day when I took those pictures in 99th Street, one of the guys that I drove up there with, he works on the same floor with Archie, and he was somewhat involved with getting us that tape. And he's interested in ham radio. He says he's dabbled with it for a while, but I'm kind of trying to recruit him into the club a little bit. So maybe we can get him into the fold. The more the merrier. There's a lot of people I work with that are interested in ham radio, and they just kind of on the fringe. So I think it'd be good if we can get. put the word out a little better. Over to you, Val, KB2VEQ, WV2YZX.
Roger, this is KB2VEQ. Thank you, Charlie. And Gary, I just wanted to ask you a question. See if you know any of these names. Carlos, Blanca, Chino, know any of those guys? Those are some of the day guys that were over there. And I can't think of the name of the guys that was at 126 West 53rd Street when I was down there, but maybe you can refresh my memory. This is KB2VQ. I guess I'll turn it over to you, Charlie, and then you can turn it over to Gary to see if he can answer those questions. This is KB2VQ. Turn it over to WB2YZX and the K2RT bunch. Come on in.
Hey, you can pick it up, Gary.
Val, you're bringing back memories because I worked at their site for about 2 years. Chino, Blanca, you have Carlos, you have Tito, Maria over at the power control, rail control. You have Brian at rail control. You have Donald at over at power control. You have Omar. Carlos, who used to be over at 126, then he went to rail control, and now he's at other sites. Yeah, you're bringing back a lot of names. So I was the job coach over at those sites for 2 years.
Roger, roger. That's it. And yeah, you brought up a few that I have forgotten about, but still there. How can I forget Tito? Yeah, some of the same people that I knew when I was there, which was, again, about 2.5, maybe 3 years ago also, and I was over there for about a year. I was at 333 on the control floor with Harry Strano, and then I moved over to 126 just down the block a little bit with Carlos there at 126, and I can't think of the other lady's name that was working with him down there, but you know her also, I'm pretty sure. Well, yeah, jog your memory a little bit. That's great. This is KB2VQ. I'm going to turn it back over to you, Charlie, WB2YZX, and the K2RT bunch.
Okay, that was very good. Well, apparently you guys have something in common there. You've been around much longer than I have. I mentioned Harry Strano. I was sitting next to him yesterday at we had that safety stand down thing. And let me see if we have any check-ins, if there's anybody else lurking about that would like to join. This is the K2IRT group, New York City Transit Amateur Radio Club. I'm WB2YZX. Anyone wants to check in and say hello, do so now, please.
KC2QKS, can you read me? Back to YZX.
KC2Q, let me get this, KC2QKX, or S, I'll get it right. How you doing? I think we've worked before. You go ahead and say hello, please.
QK, that's right, QKS. It's funny, I'm in my car down near Kennedy Airport, and I just wanted to see how my unit is working. You read me pretty much loud and clear? Back to you.
Roger, Frank, KC2QKS, WB2YZX. I show you in my log, so we have worked before. And, yeah, a little choppy, but perfectly copyable. Go ahead.
Well, again, this is QKS, and my name is Frank. I've got to concentrate on my driver, so I'm just going to listen to the
Okay, Frank, thanks for stopping by. And well, let's see again. Like I say, we have kind of a pretty light night tonight. So we'll probably keep it short. But, yeah, anything more you want to add? I know you have some common friends with Val, so I'll give it to you real quick. KC2N, no, can't read my writing. NDU, WB2YZX.
Val, you just had me thinking. I was looking back through some of my old notes from the old job. I still have a few computer files. I haven't deleted 100% yet because I'm still cleaning out. But, yeah, those people over at the building, Erica, the girl you're talking about over at 126, that's the one building I actually dislike being in because I couldn't get used to it. But, actually, my stepfather happens to now be working over at the RCC, and he's also a ham, so maybe you guys can recruit him to join your group because he hasn't really used his license in years. He got me help me get mine, but I've been doing more on air, so I'm going to send it back over to the group. What is that? WB2YZX, KC2MP.
Hey, Gary, very good. Yeah, that's interesting information. It's amazing how many hams are out there, and we, little by little, we're picking people up for the club, but I think we did field day last year, and one of the guys saw the antennas, and he happened to be a ham, and he said he'd better show up and never heard from him again, and I know for a fact a lot of hams out there that, you know, for one reason or another can't get to meetings, but... a lot of people at their hands, but they're inactive. But we're trying to get the word out little by little. We just got not a website as such, but we got some space on the TA intranet. That is the website, if you will, just for the just within TA itself. And they have a spot for, leisure activities. You have the different club societies and things, so they gave us a little bit of space in there. So hopefully that'll get the word out also. And, I'm in and out of the RCC quite often myself, so I might even know, I think you said your father-in-law, but let him know, and, we'd be happy to... he's right there, right? So, always looking to make new friends. Over to you, Val, KB2VEQ, WB2YZX.
Thank you, Charlie. This is KB2VEQ. Gary, you have to give us your father's name because I have crew going in and out of there. We installed... Steelbox equipment that's part of the recording devices for the closed circuit TV my crew installed over there, and we were doing some drawings, and I may pop back over there and just may get a chance to see him. And like Charlie said, he's in and out of there also, and we're, that's just on the next block from the PCC, and so it's not too difficult for us to get there when we're in Manhattan, because we're usually in and around that area. And thank you for that bit of information, Erica. Yeah, I couldn't think of her name for anything, but yeah, you know it right, I'm telling you. And 126 West 53rd was a terrible building. The sewer system was fouled and backing up, and the elevator was also backing up. Many times I had to walk either up or down the staircase, and the elevator and escalator guys got a kick out of doing it right at lunchtime when everybody had to either come in or out of the building, and they decided to take it out of service for repair or whatever, and they tried to do it at lunchtime, and it was a pain. And kind of a, raggedy building. The bricks and mortar had been falling off for about 10 years,
think you typed it out there, Val.
Not that long also. And I'm going to drop it right here and then turn it back over to you, Charlie. This is KB2VQ. Back over to Charlie and K2RG WB2YZX. Come on in.
Be on your final.
KB2VQ WB2YZX. Okay, yeah, I missed the last half of your transmission because I think that the 440 machine, which is what I'm on, timed out. I can get on either one, but apparently you gave it over to me there, so I don't know. They time out at different intervals, whatever. But like I said, I missed about the last half of your transmission there, so maybe you can briefly just give me the highlights there, Val.
Desk, Gary, for a little bit of information. Can you come on back with that, Gary, your father's name? This is KB2VQ over to KC2MPU.
Val, I think he jumped in briefly to say he was he had a bow out.
Okay. Well, anyway, I guess when we go over there, we'll ask the guys around if they know Gary's father. Maybe you, one of the guys, do. I know Chino, he works over there, so he probably knows his father. Chino knows pretty much everybody in and around between the two buildings, so that shouldn't be difficult to find out who he is. I'm going to drop it out and then turn it back over to you, Charlie. This is KB2VQ. Back over to you, WB2YZX, and the K2R T-Bunch.
KB2VEQ, WB2YZX. Yeah, very, very light night tonight, but so it is. So, I don't know if... I don't know if Wally's listening. He said he might be listening on the 10-meter side, but we got to get him up and running here. So, Val, if there's nothing else, if there's no more check-ins, I'm going to get out of here and maybe watch some TV if there's anything on. So I'll stand by one more time, see if anybody else wants to check in. If not, we'll just give it back to... WB2YZX, any check-ins? This time, Val, you pick it up.
Roger, I got it. This is KB2VQ in the K2RT bunch. I guess this is going to be my final and your final also, Charlie. So we can thank the repeat owners and operators for the use of the time once again on a Thursday night with the K2RT bunch. I will speak to you tomorrow, and we'll pick it up from there. This is KB2VQ saying 73.
KB2VEQ, WB2YZX. All right, Val, I'll probably catch you tomorrow sometime during the day, and I'll drop all those pictures for you. And are you destined to go up there at some point? Are you going to be, or you know where you're going eventually?
What do you mean, Charlie? When we're moving out of J Street, is that what you're referring to?
Yeah, well, what am I saying? You'll be gone by then, and you'll be retired by the time we get into that building, right?
Yeah, affirmative. I don't have much longer to go, Charlie. Maybe about 6 more months. And, you know, if I stretch it to 7, I'll still be gone before you guys move out of into the new building or into the old revamped building. I'll be calling it quits. A little over 30 years. I think that's about enough for me.
Yeah. Well, the way they do things, by the time that building is ready to be occupied, I may be retired myself. Who knows? So, there's a lot of work to be done there, believe me. It's not as bad as some of the places I've seen, believe me, but I really don't look forward to going there because it's a heck of a lot more traveling time. But what are you going to do? That's down the road. Things have a tendency to change, as you know. All right, tomorrow I get KB2VEQ, WB2YZX, and we will get the repeater back to normal operation. And good night.